Welcome inside the film room. I'm Dustin Fox alongside Bernie Kosar. Bernie, we're going to take a look at this Jacksonville Jaguars defense. And I'll tell you what, man, this is a nasty physical defense, near the tops in the league in basically every category. They stop the run. They take the football away. What do you expect from this Jags defense?
You know, typically, as we've been doing this throughout the year, we were talking about tough at the line of scrimmage, great front seven, not good front seven. This is a fantastic 11. Their four defensive backs all like the hits, and their front seven is very impressive at controlling the line of scrimmage and controlling the offensive line.
Yeah, you know how much I love secondary play, Bernie, and I truly believe that Jacksonville may have two of the best corners. Yeah, with A.J. Bouye and Jalen Ramsey, those guys can lock down really anybody, I think, and we'll look in here and see some of that. But, man, you have two corners like that. That makes a defense, I believe, so much better because you can do so much. As a defensive coordinator, game planning, you know that those two guys can lock down the outside. Well, you can do everything.
Absolutely.
Let's take a look at some of the tape here and see what this Jaguars defense is doing.
Yeah, it's very hard to double-team any one particular guy on the Jags defensive line because they got multiple guys that get significant pressure.
And this is Malik Jackson on this play. He's going to end up getting in the backfield and getting Andy Dalton on the ground.
I mean, you see a double A-gap cross dog here by the two inside linebackers, which makes it even more challenging for the offensive line to pick this up. So this is excellent game planning by the Jacksonville defense.
I mean, really, there's only one guy open, and that's at the top of the screen. And by the time the pressure gets there, as you see 87 in the slot, gets out to the flat, that's the only guy open. And there's no chance Dalton's going to see that because the pressure's going to get home.
Sometimes you just got to take your medicine, take your sack, and live to fight another day.
Yeah, this is not the medicine you want to take. It doesn't make you better.
Well said.
Yeah. You know, Bernie, we talk a lot about the secondary of Jacksonville. And, you know, we know Ramsey's a terrific corner. And A.J. Bouye, who's right here at the bottom of your screen, number 21, is going to come up with an interception on this play, fighting the football out of the hands of the wide receiver.
My studying of the DBs, especially the last couple weeks, and it's not to make you feel good. It's amazing how talented and gifted the cornerbacks are in this league now. To be able to have that ball awareness, to show the patience, just like you said, it's easy to say have patience, but in the heat of
the
battle,
ball's in the air right here. Most DBs, they're going to grab cloth, they're going to just fight through, and they're going to just, you know, probably get called for contact here in a penalty. But Bouye just does that left hand, he fights through and gets the ball up in the air and then intercepts it.
Yeah, you only have 2 to 3 one-hundredths of a second to make your decisions on what to grab. You notice with his kind of left hand, he gets a little push in here right before he's about to catch it. Then he brings the right hand up against the right wrist to kind of knock the ball out. It's great talent. That's great athleticism.
That's like martial arts, man. When you face a challenging defense like this, are there any weaknesses? I mean, do you see anything where the Browns can maybe exploit something in this defense?
I think it's imperative that you don't panic early. Mm-hmm. And we ran for 201 yards against Detroit Lions.
Yep.
What a fantastic display of controlling the line of scrimmage. Probably the best that the Browns have done through the course of the year. When you're playing those good defenses, you really want to try to wear them down, run the ball. But you have to make yourself aware it may be ugly at times early, and sometimes having that persistence to stay with it, to help wear them down. Because if you get in a shooting match and you just let that front four rush the passer, it could be a long day.
Yeah, that's good points by you. Who would know better than legendary Browns quarterback Bernie Kosar? Thanks again for joining us inside the film room. He's Bernie Kosar. I'm Dustin Fox.